The Stress-Free Guide to Managing Stress by Linda D. Harper. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Stress-Free Guide to Managing Stress by Linda D. Harper is a comprehensive guide for anyone looking to reduce stress in their life. The book provides an overview of the causes and effects of stress, as well as practical strategies for managing it. It begins with an introduction to the concept of stress and how it affects our lives, then moves on to discuss different types of stressors and how they can be managed effectively. The author also covers topics such as relaxation techniques, lifestyle changes that can help reduce stress levels, and ways to cope with difficult situations. Harper explains that there are two main categories of stress: acute, short-term, and chronic, long-term. Acute stresses are usually caused by external events or circumstances, while chronic stresses come from within us due to unresolved issues or negative thinking patterns. She outlines various methods for dealing with both types of stresses, including cognitive restructuring, mindfulness meditation, exercise, journaling, positive self-talk, time management skills, problem-solving techniques, and more. The book also includes chapters on specific areas where people often experience high levels of stress, such as work/career-related issues, relationships, parenting, health concerns, financial worries, academic pressures, social media overloads, etc., providing advice on how best to manage these particular sources of tension. Additionally, there is a section devoted entirely to helping readers identify their own personal triggers so they can better understand what sets off their own individual reactions. Finally, the book concludes with some tips on maintaining good mental health overall, which include getting enough sleep each night, eating healthy foods regularly throughout the day, engaging in regular physical activity like walking or yoga, etc., taking breaks from technology when needed, practicing gratitude daily, etc. Overall, this book offers a comprehensive approach towards understanding why we feel stressed out at times and provides useful tools for managing those feelings in order to lead healthier, happier lives. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Identify your stressors. Recognizing the sources of stress in your life is the first step to managing it. This includes understanding the physical, mental, and emotional triggers that cause stress. Main idea number 2. Develop coping strategies. Developing effective coping strategies is essential for managing stress. This includes learning how to recognize and manage your emotions, developing problem-solving skills, and finding healthy ways to relax. Main idea number 3. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is a powerful tool for managing stress. It involves being aware of your thoughts and feelings in the present moment and accepting them without judgment. Main idea number 4. Exercise regularly. Regular physical activity can help reduce stress and improve your overall health. It can also help you manage your emotions and cope with difficult situations. Main idea number 5. Get enough sleep. Getting enough sleep is essential for managing stress. It helps your body and mind to recover from the day's activities and prepares you for the next day. Main idea number 6. Eat a healthy diet. Eating a healthy diet can help reduce stress and improve your overall health. Eating a balanced diet that includes fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins can help you feel energized and better able to cope with stress. Main idea number 7. Connect with others. Connecting with others can help reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. It can also help you to feel supported and less isolated. Main idea number 8. Take time for yourself. Taking time for yourself is essential for managing stress. This includes doing activities that you enjoy, such as reading, listening to music, or spending time in nature. Main idea number 9. Practice relaxation techniques. Relaxation techniques can help reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. This includes deep breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, and guided imagery. Main idea number 10. Set realistic goals. Setting realistic goals can help reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. This includes setting achievable goals and breaking them down into smaller, more manageable tasks. Main idea number 11. Manage your time. Managing your time can help reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. This includes setting priorities, delegating tasks, and taking regular breaks. Main idea number 12. Avoid unhealthy habits. Unhealthy habits, such as smoking, drinking alcohol, and using drugs, can increase stress and negatively affect your overall health. Main idea number 13. Challenge negative thoughts. Challenging negative thoughts can help reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. This includes recognizing and reframing negative thoughts and replacing them with more positive ones. Main idea number 14. Practice gratitude. Practicing gratitude can help reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. This includes taking time to appreciate the good things in your life and expressing gratitude for them. Main idea number 15. Seek professional help. Seeking professional help can help reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. This includes talking to a therapist or counselor about your stress and finding ways to manage it. Main idea number 16. Take breaks. Taking regular breaks can help reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. This includes taking time away from work or other activities to relax and recharge. Main idea number 17. Learn to say no. Learning to say no can help reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. This includes setting boundaries and saying no to activities or requests that are not in your best interest. Main idea number 18. Prioritize self-care. Prioritizing self-care is essential for managing stress. This includes taking time to do activities that make you feel good, such as getting enough sleep, exercising, and eating a healthy diet. Main idea number 19. Practice positive self-talk. Practicing positive self-talk can help reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. This includes recognizing and reframing negative thoughts and replacing them with more positive ones. Main idea number 20. Develop a support system. Developing a support system can help reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. This includes connecting with family and friends, joining a support group, or talking to a therapist or counselor. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Identifying your stressors is an important step in managing stress. It involves understanding the physical, mental, and emotional triggers that cause you to feel stressed. Once you have identified these sources of stress, it will be easier for you to develop strategies to manage them. For example, if a particular situation or person causes you a lot of stress, then it may be helpful to limit your exposure to that situation or person as much as possible. It can also help to identify any unhealthy coping mechanisms that you use when feeling overwhelmed by stress. These could include things like overeating or drinking alcohol excessively. By recognizing these behaviors and replacing them with healthier alternatives such as exercise or talking with friends about how you are feeling, it can help reduce the amount of overall stress in your life. Finally, once the sources of your stress have been identified and addressed through healthy coping strategies, it is important to take time out for yourself each day in order to relax and recharge. This could involve activities such as yoga or meditation, which can help reduce levels of cortisol, the hormone associated with increased levels of anxiety, while also helping improve moods. Main idea number 2. Developing effective coping strategies is essential for managing stress. This includes learning how to recognize and manage your emotions, developing problem-solving skills, and finding healthy ways to relax. To begin with, it's important to identify the sources of stress in your life so that you can develop a plan for dealing with them. Once you have identified the sources of stress, it's time to start building up your coping skills. One way to do this is by practicing mindfulness techniques such as deep breathing or meditation. These activities help you become more aware of your thoughts and feelings so that you can better manage them when they arise. Additionally, engaging in physical activity like yoga or walking can be beneficial for reducing stress levels as well as improving overall health. It's also important to practice positive self-talk and focus on what you are grateful for each day rather than dwelling on negative thoughts or situations. Finally, make sure that you take breaks throughout the day and get enough restful sleep at night so that your body has time to recover from any stressful events. Main idea number 3. Practicing mindfulness is a great way to reduce stress and increase your overall well-being. It involves being aware of your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations in the present moment without judgment or attachment. Mindfulness can help you become more aware of how you react to stressful situations and give you the tools to manage them better. By focusing on the present moment, it can also help you gain perspective on difficult emotions or experiences that may be causing stress. Mindfulness practice can take many forms such as meditation, yoga, tai chi, qigong, walking in nature or simply sitting quietly with yourself for a few minutes each day. The key is to focus on your breath and observe any thoughts or feelings that arise without getting caught up in them. This helps create space between yourself and whatever is causing stress so that you can respond rather than react. By taking time out from our busy lives to practice mindfulness, we are able to cultivate greater self-awareness, which leads us towards healthier habits both mentally and physically. With regular practice, we learn how to stay calm even when faced with challenging situations, allowing us to make wiser decisions about how best handle them. Main idea number 4. Exercising regularly is an important part of managing stress. Regular physical activity can help reduce stress levels and improve your overall health. It can also help you manage your emotions and cope with difficult situations more effectively. Exercise releases endorphins, which are hormones that make us feel good, so it can be a great way to boost your mood when feeling overwhelmed or anxious. When choosing an exercise routine, it's important to find something that works for you. You don't have to join a gym or take up running if those activities don't appeal to you. There are plenty of other options available, such as yoga, swimming, cycling, or even just going for a walk in the park. The key is finding something that fits into your lifestyle and makes you feel good. Regular exercise has many benefits beyond reducing stress levels. It helps keep our bodies healthy by strengthening muscles and bones, improving cardiovascular fitness, and increasing energy levels. So why not give it a try? Even just 10 minutes of exercise each day could make all the difference. Main idea number 5. Getting enough sleep is essential for managing stress. When we don't get enough rest, our bodies and minds become fatigued, making it difficult to cope with the demands of everyday life. Not only does lack of sleep make us more prone to feeling overwhelmed and anxious, but it can also lead to physical health problems such as weakened immunity and increased risk of heart disease. Adequate sleep helps your body and mind recover from the day's activities so that you are better prepared for the next day. It gives your brain a chance to process information, consolidate memories, and restore energy levels. Getting 7 or 8 hours of quality sleep each night will help you stay alert during the day while reducing feelings of irritability or depression. If you find yourself having difficulty sleeping at night due to stress-related worries or anxiety, there are several things you can do in order to improve your quality of rest. Try setting aside time before bed for relaxation techniques such as deep breathing exercises or meditation, avoid caffeine late in the afternoon, establish a regular bedtime routine, keep electronics out of the bedroom, and limit naps during the day. Main idea number 6. Eating a healthy diet is an important part of managing stress. A balanced diet that includes fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins can provide the nutrients your body needs to stay energized and better able to cope with stress. Eating a variety of foods from each food group helps ensure you get all the vitamins and minerals your body needs for optimal health. In addition to providing essential nutrients, eating a healthy diet can also help reduce stress levels by helping you maintain a healthy weight. Being overweight or obese increases your risk for developing chronic diseases such as diabetes and heart disease, which can add additional stress on top of existing life stresses. Finally, Eating nutritious meals throughout the day will help keep your energy levels up so that you have enough energy to handle stressful situations when they arise. Eating regular meals also helps prevent overeating or binging on unhealthy snacks, which can lead to feelings of guilt or shame. Main idea number 7. Connecting with others is an important part of managing stress. When we feel connected to other people, it can help us to feel supported and less isolated. It can also reduce our overall levels of stress and improve our well-being. Connecting with others doesn't have to be a big event or take up a lot of time. Even small interactions like smiling at someone in the street or having a chat with your neighbor can make all the difference. It's important to remember that connecting with others isn't just about talking, it's also about listening. Taking the time to really listen when someone else is speaking helps them feel heard and understood, which in turn strengthens your connection. If you find yourself feeling overwhelmed by stress, try reaching out for support from friends or family members who understand what you are going through. Talking things through can help you gain perspective on whatever situation is causing you distress, as well as helping you build stronger relationships. Main idea number 8. Taking time for yourself is essential for managing stress. This means taking a break from your daily routine and dedicating some time to activities that you enjoy. It could be something as simple as reading a book, listening to music, or going for a walk in nature. Taking this time allows you to relax and recharge so that when you return to your regular tasks, you can do them with more focus and energy. When taking time for yourself, it's important not to feel guilty about it. You deserve the opportunity to take care of yourself and give your mind and body the rest they need in order to function at their best. Make sure that whatever activity you choose is something that brings joy into your life. Don't just fill up the hours with mindless scrolling on social media or watching TV shows. It may also help if you set aside specific times during the day or week where you dedicate some quality me time. This will ensure that no matter how busy things get, there will always be moments where you can step away from everything else and just focus on what makes you happy. Main idea number 9. Practicing relaxation techniques can be an effective way to reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. Deep breathing is a simple yet powerful technique that helps you relax by focusing on slow, deep breaths. Progressive muscle relaxation involves tensing and relaxing different muscle groups in the body one at a time, which helps to release tension from the body. Guided imagery is another popular relaxation technique that involves visualizing calming scenes or images in order to help you relax. These techniques are easy to learn and practice, but it's important to remember that they take time and effort in order for them to be effective. It may take some trial and error before you find the right combination of techniques that work best for you. Additionally, it's important not only to practice these techniques when feeling stressed but also as part of your regular routine so that they become second nature. Main idea number 10. Setting realistic goals is an important part of managing stress. When we set unrealistic expectations for ourselves, it can lead to feelings of frustration and disappointment when those expectations are not met. By setting achievable goals that are broken down into smaller tasks, we can reduce our overall stress levels and improve our well-being. When creating your goals, make sure they are specific and measurable so you know exactly what needs to be done in order to achieve them. It's also important to give yourself a timeline for completing each task so you don't become overwhelmed or discouraged by the amount of work ahead of you. Additionally, try breaking up larger tasks into smaller chunks that can be completed over time. Finally, remember to reward yourself when you reach milestones along the way. Celebrating small successes will help keep motivation high as well as provide a sense of accomplishment which can further reduce stress levels. Main idea number 11. Managing your time is an important part of reducing stress and improving your overall well-being. It involves setting priorities, delegating tasks, and taking regular breaks. When you set priorities, it helps to focus on the most important tasks first so that they don't get pushed aside or forgotten about. Delegating tasks can help reduce the amount of work you have to do yourself and free up more time for other activities. Taking regular breaks throughout the day will also help keep your energy levels up and prevent burnout. It's also important to be realistic when planning out how much time you need for each task. If something takes longer than expected, don't beat yourself up over it, just adjust your schedule accordingly. Finally, make sure to take some time for yourself every day, whether it's reading a book or going for a walk in nature. Having some me time can really help with managing stress. Main idea number 12. Avoiding unhealthy habits is an important part of managing stress. Smoking, drinking alcohol, and using drugs can all increase stress levels and have a negative impact on your overall health. Not only do these activities put you at risk for physical illnesses such as cancer or heart disease, but they can also lead to mental health issues like depression or anxiety. Additionally, engaging in these behaviors often leads to financial strain due to the cost associated with them. If you are struggling with any of these unhealthy habits, it is important to seek help from a professional who can provide guidance and support. There are many resources available that offer assistance in quitting smoking or reducing alcohol consumption. Additionally, there are numerous support groups available both online and in person that provide a safe space for individuals looking to make positive changes in their lives. Making healthy lifestyle choices is essential when it comes to managing stress effectively. Avoiding unhealthy habits will not only improve your physical health but also benefit your mental well-being by helping reduce feelings of anxiety or depression. Main idea number 13. Challenging negative thoughts is an important part of managing stress. Negative thinking can lead to feelings of anxiety, depression, and low self-esteem. It can also cause us to make poor decisions or take on too much responsibility. By recognizing and reframing our negative thoughts, we can reduce the amount of stress in our lives. The first step in challenging negative thoughts is to recognize them when they occur. This means being aware of your own thought patterns and noticing when you are engaging in unhelpful thinking. Once you have identified a negative thought, it's time to challenge it by asking yourself questions such as, "Is this really true?" or, "What evidence do I have that supports this belief?" Once you have challenged the thought, replace it with a more positive one. For example, if you find yourself thinking, "I am not good enough for this job," try replacing it with something like, "I am capable and qualified for this job, I just need some practice before I feel confident about my abilities." By challenging our negative thoughts and replacing them with more positive ones, we can reduce stress levels significantly. Not only will we be able to manage stressful situations better, but we will also be able to enjoy life more fully. Main idea number 14. Practicing gratitude is a powerful way to reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. It involves taking time to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small they may be. This could include expressing thanks for something as simple as a beautiful sunset or a kind gesture from someone else. Taking the time to recognize these moments of joy can help you stay grounded and focused on what matters most. Gratitude also helps us cultivate an attitude of appreciation for our lives, which can lead to greater contentment and satisfaction with ourselves and our circumstances. When we take the time to express gratitude, it reminds us that there are still many positive aspects in our lives even when times are tough. This can help us remain hopeful during difficult periods. Finally, practicing gratitude has been linked with improved physical health outcomes such as lower blood pressure levels and better sleep quality. Expressing thankfulness for all that we have can help us feel more connected with others around us, leading to increased feelings of happiness and well-being. Main idea number 15. Seeking professional help is an important step in managing stress. A therapist or counselor can provide you with the tools and strategies to better understand your stress, identify its sources, and develop effective coping mechanisms. They can also help you recognize unhealthy patterns of behavior that may be contributing to your stress levels. Therapy sessions are a safe space for you to express yourself without fear of judgment or criticism. Your therapist will listen attentively and offer guidance on how best to manage your emotions and reactions in stressful situations. With their support, you can learn new ways of thinking about difficult experiences so that they don't overwhelm you. Your therapist may also suggest lifestyle changes such as exercise, relaxation techniques, meditation, journaling, or other activities that could reduce your overall stress levels. Additionally, they may recommend medication if necessary. By seeking professional help for managing stress, you are taking an important step towards improving your mental health and well-being. Main idea number 16. Taking regular breaks can be an important part of managing stress. Breaks give us the opportunity to step away from our work or other activities and take a few moments to relax and recharge. Taking time out for yourself can help reduce stress levels, improve your mood, and increase productivity when you return to your tasks. When taking a break, it is important to find something that helps you relax. This could include going for a walk outside in nature, listening to music, reading a book or magazine, doing some yoga or stretching exercises, meditating or practicing mindfulness techniques such as deep breathing exercises. It is also beneficial to set aside specific times during the day where you will take breaks. For example, if possible, try scheduling 10 to 15 minutes every hour at work where you can get up from your desk and do something relaxing like walking around the office building or having a cup of tea with colleagues. Finally, remember that taking regular breaks should not be seen as an indulgence but rather as an essential part of maintaining good mental health and well-being. Main idea number 17. Learning to say no is an important skill for managing stress. It can help you set boundaries and prioritize your own well-being over the demands of others. Saying no allows you to take control of your life and make decisions that are in line with what is best for you. When faced with a request or activity that does not align with your values, saying no can be empowering and liberating. Saying no doesn't have to be confrontational or rude, it simply means setting limits on how much time, energy, or resources you are willing to devote to something. You don't need to explain yourself if you don't want to, just politely decline the offer without feeling guilty about it. Learning when and how to say no will help reduce stress by allowing you more time for activities that bring joy into your life. Main idea number 18. Prioritizing self-care is essential for managing stress. This means taking the time to do activities that make you feel good, such as getting enough sleep, exercising regularly, and eating a healthy diet. Self-care also includes engaging in activities that bring joy and relaxation into your life. Examples of these activities include reading a book, listening to music, spending time with friends or family members, going for walks in nature, meditating or practicing yoga. It's important to remember that self-care isn't selfish, it's necessary for our mental health and well-being. When we take care of ourselves first by prioritizing our own needs and wants over those of others around us, we are better able to manage stress more effectively. Taking the time out each day to practice self-care can help reduce feelings of anxiety and depression while increasing overall happiness. Main idea number 19. Practicing positive self-talk is an important part of managing stress. It involves recognizing and reframing negative thoughts and replacing them with more positive ones. This can help to reduce stress levels and improve overall well-being. For example, if you find yourself thinking, "I'm not good enough for this job," try reframing it as, "I have the skills to do this job well," or, "I am capable of learning what I need to know in order to succeed at this job." It may take some practice before you start seeing results from your positive self-talk efforts, but it will be worth it in the end. Start by taking a few moments each day to recognize any negative thoughts that come up and then consciously replace them with something more uplifting or encouraging. You could also keep a journal where you write down your negative thoughts so that you can look back on them later and see how far you have come. Positive self-talk is just one tool among many that can help manage stress levels. However, it is an important one because our inner dialogue has such a powerful effect on our mental health. So make sure to give yourself credit when practicing positive self-talk. Even small steps towards changing your thought patterns are progress. Main idea number 20. Developing a support system is an important part of managing stress. Having people to talk to and rely on can help reduce feelings of loneliness, isolation, and helplessness that often accompany stressful situations. Connecting with family and friends can provide emotional support, while joining a support group or talking to a therapist or counselor can offer more specialized guidance. When creating your own personal support system, it's important to find the right balance between seeking out help from others and relying on yourself. It's also essential to be mindful of who you choose as part of your network. Make sure they are supportive individuals who will listen without judgment. Having a strong social network in place is key for reducing stress levels. If you don't have many close relationships already established, there are plenty of ways to build one. Join clubs or organizations related to your interests, attend local events, volunteer at community centers, take classes at nearby colleges or universities, use online platforms like Meetup or Couchsurfing. Finally, remember that developing a strong support system takes time. It won't happen overnight. Be patient with yourself as you work towards building meaningful connections with those around you. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.